Shalom Aleichem, welcome back to the daily limit of the Chofetz Chaim, the Ilan Ishmas, Rabbi Yonah David, Ben Shimon Yaakov Halevi, Zecher Tzadik, V'Kadosh Livracha. We are in the beginning of the Hakdama of the Chofetz Chaim to his beautiful Sefer Ahavas Chesed, which discusses the love that we have for doing kindness, the love that we have for helping others in any capacity that they may need. In the Hakdama, he's been discussing the tremendous benefit that we get when we perform chesed. Of course, the recipient of the chesed gets whatever he needs, but we, the ba'alei ha-chesed, the performers of the kindness, also get tremendous benefit from our actions. Imagine if you take a survey in a room of 100 or 1,000 or 10,000 people, and you'd ask them, what's most important to you? What would you most like if a Kadosh Baruch Hu would give you one present, one extra gift without any restrictions? I imagine many people would say they'd want to live a long and healthy life, and they would do almost anything to attain a life that has arichas yamim, that has nachas ruach, that's with gesund, with mazel and bracha. The question is there such a mechanism? Is there such a skula? Is there such a capacity for us to attain a life of arichas yamim by doing only one thing, by performing only one skula or one maisa? Says Maran HaChofetz Chaim, I found the skula for you. I found the one mechanism. You don't have to travel far. You don't have to spend a lot of money. You don't have to go seek out the most distant of options. It's right in front of you. And that is simply by performing chesed. You can be mevatel. You can negate tremendously negative gzarei dinim. You can negate a choili. You can negate anything that could potentially shorten one's life if you engage in chesed. It can be ma'arich yamim. Look at this holy midah of kindness, as the Chofetz Chaim, page 2, in the handouts. She ma'eles laharich yamav shel adam. It works to extend the life of a person. Pshuto kimashmao. A simple recipe. If you want to live a long life, all you have to do is do chesed. We see it by the sons of Eli. We know they had a terrible gzeira on them. As it says in Shmuel Aleph Perk Beis Lamed Gimel, the chomar bis beischa yamusu anashim, any children who grow up in the home, any sons who grow up in that house are going to die, rachmana litzlan. And says the Chofetz Chaim, this wasn't just a gzeira ra'a, a bad decree. It came with an oath. It came with a vow of a Kadosh Baruch Hu that's almost impossible to negate. It's not so easy to tear up a gzar din that is bound by an oath, bound by a shvuah. And when he in fact acted upon this gzar din, the pasuk gives us a remez, a hint, that there's one eitzah, there's one solution, there's one golden ticket, there's one magical cure that can counteract this gzar din. Rimez lahem shebetoira uvgemilas chasadim yuchu levatal davar ze v'yarichu yamim. With Torah and chesed, you can negate and destroy and eradicate a gzar din and be zeichet to live a very long life. Kedeksev in Shmuel Aleph, Lachay Neshbati, the base Eidi Mischaper, Avoin base Eidi Bezevach Umincha. If they bring Karbanos, they bring Menachos, I'm not going to allow the Gzar Din to be negated. But if they do Chesed or Torah, then I absolutely will negate the Gzar Din. For Omar Abaye, Bezevach Umincha, Eina Mischaper, Avo Mischaper Hu Betor Uvimus Chasodim. If they do Torah and Chesed, I will negate, I will cancel this Gzar Din. They both came from Beis Eli. Rava only lived 40 years because he only engaged in Torah, kiveyachol. But Abai, the Ozek he lived 60 years. He was zeichet to live another 20 years only in the merit of his chesed. The Beis Levi that was supposed to be eradicated and destroyed with an oath of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, with the action of performing chesed, it was able to counteract that. We have to realize when we do chesed, we are not just giving to others, but in fact, we are gaining so much on our own. We all struggle with chayli, with problems, with health, with ourselves, with our families. And we all try to do so many things, and there are so many things to do. But here you have the Chafetz Chaim telling us explicitly, if you want a haftacher for arichas yamim, you want to be mevatel gzeira, call up your friend who's not doing well, give him some kind words, do bikur chaylim, do nicham avelim, give tzedakah, give a loan, do some chesed. And in that merit, we should be zeichet to see a bittel of all the terrible gzeiros ra'os. The schos of this limud should be for our friends, for our families, for our kilos, and for all of Klal Yisrael. Have a wonderful, wonderful day.